Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for Avram Dov Ber Ben David, the holy Basayin. Today's his Yortzeit. And we're continuing our series of Shi'urim be Divrei Kodesho shel Hanesher HaGadol Rabbeinu HaRambam Schus Yagan Aleinu Val Kol Yisrael. We are in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Beis Halacha Tes, based on the Torah of Hagoyin Shlomo Arieli Shlita. Rambam writes, "B'chol Tefillah min Tefillos Pesach Kodem Baruch Harishayna V'omer Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch Ufi Yagiti Lasecha U'kshu Choisem B'seif Tefillah Miyul Ratzinim Refi V'achakach V'etzetra V'achakach Tzoyed La'achor." So every tefillah of the tefillahs, you start off with Hashem Sfasai. And then Hashem, open my mouth, open my lips, and let my mouth say your praise. And then at the end, you conclude with Yula Ratzin Imrei Fi, that it should be of goodwill. You should desire the words of my mouth, and then you take your three steps backwards. Meseches Brachos, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, it says that the Pasuk Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch, Pasuk in Tehillim, 51st chapter, that we say before davening is not a hefsek between Gula and Tfila, because since the rabbis were metakein, Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch, in Tfila, it's ketfila arichta damya. It's like a long Tfila, it's like an extension of the Tfila. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Tamid Rabbeinu Yonah Perush, Zeh pasuk dovuk im pasuk she'acharav. This pasuk is connected to the pasuk after it. Shomer ki lo yisach bo zevach ve'etena. You don't desire a zevach. Vamar oisei David. David HaMelech said this when he was davening for the Chayit al Basheva, that he was shechoteh b'meizet. B'meizet, you don't bring a carbon, only on shogeg. And if he's saying, listen, Hashem, you're not accepting my carbon, so accept my tefillah instead. Since you don't desire a zevach and mezit, let my tefillah be a kapara instead of a carbon. And today also we don't have a beis hamikdash. We're not makriv karbanos. So we say the same idea. That our tefillah should be desirable instead of a zevach and a karban. And since it was decreed for tefillah, so it's an extended tefillah. We don't have karbanos anymore today. So we're saying, Hashem, instead of our karbanos, accept our tefillah. Just like David HaMelech said, Hashem, I can't bring a karban, I'm mazit. So accept my tefillah. So if you daven without kavana, it's not like a carbon. Zivchei Elokim ruach nishbara lev nishbar v'nitke. So you have to have a broken spirit. You have to have a, like it says in the pasuk over there, in order for this tefillah to be accepted, you have to have the proper kavana in order that it should be like a carbon. That was the request of David HaMelech, and that's our request. That it's true that I can't bring a carbon, so at least let me Hashem Sfasai Tiftach Ufi Yagiti Lasecha. Let my open my lips and let me be able to say your praise. Like it says in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tzadi Ches, Tefillah is b'makom karban, and therefore it has to be dugmas karban. If you have the wrong kavana for the karban, it messes up the karban. So too, if you have the wrong kavana for tefillah, it messes up the tefillah. Not going to be like a karban, like machshava pasheposelis b'kachim. So Then why don't we say Hashem libi tiftach? Why sfasai? Why the lips? So we can explain based on the Nefesh HaChaim, Shar Beis Perik Yudches. V'chein kabu anshe kines ha-gadol lomer kodim ha-tzcholas ha-tfilas ha-amido ha-posek Hashem sfasai tiftach ki mi she-zoyche ve-madrega zu be-eis ha-tfila הרי מעסקשוס המחשב הזו יוכל ליאוס גופו כאבן דוימן וכאילן ליפתח פיו רק שהוא יסברך יפתח סבוס ובודבר לפני לפניו טבס התפילה. אין שם. That therefore אנשי כנס הגדול הוא קובע, see here in the נפש החיים החידש, וצי אנשי כנס הגדול הוא קובע לסי השם סבוס היתפתח. Because somebody who's zocher to this madrega beis hatfila, so he's connecting his thoughts to Hashem. His body is like a, it's like an inanimate object. It's like a mute person, and it's God opening up his mouth. He's just a conduit. His body is just a conduit for the words to come out through Hashem. So that's pshat. Since I'm a skasher, my machshava, to Hashem, I rely on Hashem. Hashem, svasai tiftoch. Therefore, he's going to open up my lips, and they're going to say his praise. In the Gra, in Siman Tzadiches, Sif Yir Aleph, we see that the whole inyan of ispashtus hagashmi is shevet tefillah, that you remove yourself from the physical, is like it's a carbon. Which is also a removal of the physical. That's where Rabbeinu Yonah writes, Tfilas v'makom carbon. In the Mele, you're saying, Hashem, I can't bring a carbon, so I want my tefillah to be in place of the carbon, and therefore my kavana should be a good kavana. And in the Sefer Panim, so that's the, that's why we say my lips, because I'm so miskasher to Hashem, that my lips should automatically just say the tefillah. In the Sefer Panim Yafis, the flaw, the beginning of Parshas Veschanan, he writes, Veschanan al Shem Beis Leimor, Shlomer Milas Leimor, Adel Shem Uchazal, Amispal Tzorch Shem Uvitchil Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Vinyanu ki atfila hi kilu amed behechol ha-melech, umevakish min ha-melech. Vim yachshu vodim ba-miris machshavto, gdulas aboirei ashir sviv av nisar ha-meoid, v'yakir v'shiflus ha-noishi, yechazeyu ha-pachat v'ha-reodo, v'ein tachlis, ad kiya ki ilem lo yiftach piv. Maybe when it says Eschanan al Hashem, and I will supplicate to Hashem at that time, saying is like Chazal say that if a person davens, he has to start with Hashem Svasai Tiftach. And the inyan is that tefillah is like you're standing in the king's palace, and you're asking from the king. And if a person is thinking truthfully in his mind about the greatness of Hashem, around whom there's very, very serious din, and he realizes how low human beings are, he's going to be filled, overcome with fear. He's not going to be able to open up his mouth, not for Hashem helping him. That's what it says, Term Yikur Vani Ene. You need help from Hashem before you call out, I'll answer. That you need help from Hashem, you should be able to speak. That's why, that's what it means. V'eschanan al Hashem Beisahi. I supplicate Hashem at that time, Lemur. I should be able to speak. That's why we start with Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Because you have to ask Hashem that you should be able to daven. And if it says that if you, your tefillah shkura b'fi, Brachas 34b, you know that the tefillah is makubal. So Hashem is helping you daven. Ani karasicha kisaneni kel hat aznachali, Tehillim 17:6. I call to you because you answer me, God. Turn your ears towards me. Since I only called you out with your help, kisaneni, because you answered me, shuchal espalo fanecha. I called you out, kisaneni, because you answered me that I could be able to daven for you. And therefore, I had to aznacha li. Please listen. Since I'm tefillah shkur mimcha, I'm able to daven because you give me that capacity to daven. Zel Shamar is Hanan al Shem Betrilish and any Hashem Stia Trilus Shkur b'fi lemur. He's supplicating to Hashem that he should be able to say, he should be able to speak. It says in the Yerushalmi, in Brachas Perek Beis, Halacha Dalet, cited by Tosis and Shabbos, of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Beis, the Yerushalmi feel that one of the Amoraim said that he's thankful to his head. When it comes to Modim, the head just knows how to bow down. Well, why is that so great, that your head bows down? He doesn't even... People think Pshat in the Gemara is that he's not even there. His mind is completely elsewhere. He gets to Modim and he automatically bows, like many of us do when we daven. So what does this mean? Amoraim wasn't having kavanah when he daven. So we see Begufa Adam, this is from Moreinu Agoin, Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. We see Begufa Adam, Sheyesh Dvarim Shepoalim Me'atzman. Some things in our body are involuntary, like the heart that beats Baruch Hashem, the blood throws through the veins, pulses through the veins, the stomach digests food. Right now, it's very likely that all of our stomachs are digesting something we ate in the last few hours. We're not even noticing it. And if you had to always pay attention to every little thing in your body, you wouldn't be able to do anything. Just works automatically so you can be focused on other things. And the chiddush is not only things that are not tali b'ratzon adam work automatically, even things that are tali b'ratzon adam, you can give them over to your body and they can be automatic. In the ma'ale of tzaddikim she'omdim b'tfila, she'kol kulam dveikim l'mala ad she'megiyim l'spashtus hagashmis. The tzaddikim are completely davik b'Hashem. They're mispad, they're dispatched to sagashmias. They remove the gashmias from themselves. Chaim kol ze adam b'asher u adam, k'sh'oimed b'tfil arei u nitzrach l'ases p'ulas kan b'sar cho'ilam kan. Im yisrak eiz b'ma asher yise kan, yitzarach l'ashkir roishay b'ze. V'le yuchol li'oz davik b'sich lo v'lam esayim. Sometimes when you're davening, you're still in this world, you still have to pay attention, you still have to know what's going on around you. But if you're focused on what's going on around you, scratch your nose, you have to, whatever, turn off your phone and went off the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Whatever it may be, if you have to focus on what's going on around you, then you're not, your seichel is not going to be davuk b'olamos elyonim. That's the mafli lasos. It's a chibur between the neshama and the guf, like the Ramat says. So you can give over your kochos to the guf, and your guf is going to do things automatically. That's how you daven. You say to the guf, listen, guf, whatever you got to do, you do. And my seichel is going to be with Hashem. I'm going to be a mispashet. I'm going to remove myself, divest myself of the gashmias. So even though it's normally tali b'ratzono that he should bow, but he gave it over to his goof, and the goof does it automatically, so that his seichel and his lev should be with Hashem. It's not pshat he was bowing down automatically because he was oisek b'davar achir. Pshat is that he was so involved in the tefillah that the head went automatically. The body did what the body had to do, the head went down, so the seichel can be with Hashem. That's what it appears from this, the Nefesh HaChaim at the end of Shaar Beis. That's what we ask before we daven. Hashem Sfasai Tiftach. Ufi Yagiti Lasecha. Shemekeven Shu Omid Bispash Tis Hagashmias. As Shuv Kol Kulo Yeh Lemayla. Kan Ba'olam Asfasayim Shelo Lo Tinu Ena. What we ask for is that he's not in the physical world. He's above. But here he has lips. So what is he going to do? He has to move them. So you say, listen, Hashem, you do it. You do the physical thing. And this way I can be bispashtus agashmias. my soul's going to be with you. I'm totally not here in the physical thing that I have to do to be Yotze. I'm giving that over to you. Apopanim, we saw before from Rabbeinu Yonah, Hashem so said Tiftach the Bakasha al Kavanas HaTfila. We want our tefillah to be accepted like a carbon. And if we say Hashem so said Tiftach, like David HaMelech says, that can't bring you a carbon, so instead let my tefillah be like a carbon. Shetia tefillaseinu mekubelas v'ratzuyeg b'makum zevach v'carbon. A carbon in machshava psula pasul, so to a tefillah, it's going to make it now like a carbon. We want it to be, we want a tefillah to be accepted. So that's the fishitas Rabbeinu Yonah. But B'Sefer HaManig, he writes differently. That Hashem Sfasai Tiftoch is Netilas Rishus U'Psichas HaTfila. So we're asking Rishus from Hashem to Davin. Chaim Mavur B'Sefer HaMaspik Lo'ev De Hashem Rabbi Avraham Ben Arambam, quoting him, page 174, David Bier Shahal Achasher at Philim Menu, Nichbod Meagido Vapachat Sheshtahavo Helek Men Balkane, Ahalino Miuchad Yosef, Ahetim Lamashi Mechaivo, Ahekesh, Betzedek Omel of Lokol Aroitzel Lito Loss Hashem Yito, Akin Pikesh David Rishus Legabov Omer Shem Svasek Tiftach, Ufiyagi Tilasech Kilo Omer Lule Rishuscha, Vitsivuyacha Lil Shabech Bisvasai Loyd Meit Pibaze. When you praise Hashem, you can't just go and praise it. Who are you to praise Hashem? So Mimela, you have to ask Rishus, and that's the Hashem Svasai Tiftach, in order that Piagitihi Lasecha, that my mouth should say your praises. Daniel says, "Ki lo atzid kasein or nachem abnei tachanei l'fenecha gam rachamecha rab, it's not our tzidkus." So to bow down, says Rabbi Avraham ben Aram, you don't have to, you apologize for that. But to praise Hashem, who are we to praise Hashem? Bowing down is bittul. But to start saying the praise of Hashem like we're a man de'amar. In the mele, we have to ask for... We have to ask Rishus. And we say for a naim le mishpat of Hagoyin Rav Arieli, Yitzchak Arieli, who is a Ram in Merkaz Arav, in Chavrusah Rav Kook. They used to learn together every day. So in his Sefer Einayim LeMishpat and Brachas Daf Dalet Amud Beis, he has a suffix. That it says in the Gemara that Hashem Svasai Tiftach is Ketfila Richto, is it Mamish Chelik Mitfila Shmoneh Esrei? Or is the Eker Mechuvin Rak LeInyan Zeh Delave Hefsik? Just saying it's not a Hefsik. It's not Mamish part of Shmoneh Esrei, just not a Hefsik between Gal Yisrael and Shmoneh Esrei. He brings from the Trumas Hadeshin and the Psakim and Simon Kuf Yud that the Shliach Tzibur Choyzer Gamal Hashem Sfosai Tiftoch Umishum de Ketfila Richta Damia. Aval Apsukim Ha'acherim Shoyim El Koydem Musaf Umincho Ein Ashas Tzorich Lachzo Kevin Shekvar Omron. That the Shliach Tzibur, he brings from the Trumas Hadeshin that the Shliach Tzibur also repeats Hashem Svasai Tiftach because it's Ketfila Richta. But Psukim, that the Chazan said that you say before Musaf and Mincha, Shliach Tzibur doesn't have to Chazan because he already said them. Maybe Psukim of Ashrei So that's that doesn't have to be repeated, but Hashem Sfasei Tiftach has to be repeated. So we see in the Trumas Hadeshin, though it's not part of its tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur doesn't have to chazer and say again. And even though the tefillah of the Shliach Tzibur is a new tefillah, so why does he have to say the psukim that precede the tefillah? Since it has a shame of chazor al tefillah Tzibur, therefore the psicha that was said koidim tefillah Tzibur is chalos on chazer tzashatz. And therefore the Trumas Hadeshin had to tell us that Hashem Sfasei Tiftach is chelik mei etzem atfila. And therefore you have to say it even in Chazar HaShatz. Minayim HaMishpat, he writes in the Trumas Hadeshin, it's mashal Sheikh Tzibur says it b'kol, like the meaning of the Sfardin. Magen Avraham says b'shem HaKsof, in the name of Kabbalah, that you should say b'lachash. So the Maharam means, so it would appear that those who hold that you say b'lachash are arguing on 2 points. Number one, failed is not part of the tefillah. And therefore the tzibur doesn't have to hear it. You can say Hashem Sfasei Tiftach because it's not part of the tefillah and therefore it could be said silently. And number two, they hold that even though it's not part of the tefillah, the shliach tzibur still has to say it. And it's not enough that he said it before his own tefillah. Not like the Trumas Hadeshin. Trumas Hadeshin says you have to say Hashem Sfasei Tiftach before the Chazar Sashatz as well. Those who say you can say it silently apparently hold that it's not part of the Gufa Tefillah, therefore the people don't have to hear it. And even though it's not part of the Gufa Tefillah, he still has to say it. Unlike the Trumas Hadeshin, who holds that it's part of the Gufa Tefillah. According to that, even the Psukim that precede Musaf and Mincha, that the Trumas Hadeshin says not to say, he would have to say. If you hold to say it silently, it means that even though it's not Gufa Tefillah, you still say it. So therefore the Psukim that precede Musaf and Mincha, you also have to say. Because it's just like Hashem Sfasei Tiftach isn't part of the tefillah, you have to repeat it, so to the other psukim. Again, I think maybe it means Asher. Maybe they said other psukim back then. The Ritva in Meseches Tainis, Daf Gimel Amud Beis writes that if a person makes a mistake in the first three brachas, that he repeats Shemoneh Esrei, you don't have to say Hashem Sfasei Tiftach again. And the Einayim LeMishpat writes that it's mashma, that it's not mamish chelik mitfilas Shemoneh Esrei. It's tzarech ha-tfila. But it's not mamish part of the tfila. You just need to say it. But not as part and parcel of the tfila, since you haven't yet finished your tfila, and your choizer on the spalel, so the first time you said it was enough. Or maybe it is part of the tefillah, but it's not part of the bracha. And the din is you go to the beginning of the bracha, not the beginning of the tefillah. Maybe it's another tzad. Or maybe no. That it's not part of the tefillah. It's the tzarech ha-tefillah. You need for the sake of the tefillah, it's not part of the tefillah. And the mela, when you repeat Shemoneh Esrei, so you already said it. So you don't have to say it again. You're right, you have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei, but this isn't part of Shemoneh Esrei. But if he finished davening and he hasn't yet been oikir aslaglov, and he has to daven again because he skipped the Alevi Yavo, he forgot the Alevi Yavo, maybe there the Ritva is moide that he has to say Hashem Sfasei Tiftach again, since it's a different tefillah. Just like b'pshuto tefillas tashlumin. Achar tefillas choiva, or tefillas, when you add a tefillas nedav, you have to say Hashem Sfasei Tiftach. So maybe the Ritva would agree that if you already said the whole tefillah, you just skipped the Alevi Yavo, now you're starting again. So this is a completely new tefillah. You're out of the old tefillah when you just make a mistake in the first three brachas and you start again. So you're not completely out of the tefillah. You're still connected to your original Shem Sfasei. But if your mamish finished the Shemoneh Esrei, you just missed the Alevi Yavo, so now you're completely out of the box, and you have to start again L'chor with Hashem Sfasei Tiftach. Just like when you say Tfilas Tashlumin, you have to say again Hashem Svasei Tiftach. Chayn Mavur B'Sidur of Sadyagoin, Shekol Shechoizir Mispalo, you have to say Hashem Svasei Tiftach again. Ad Kan Midivrei Einayim L'Mishpat, what we just said the last few minutes. However, in the Siddur of Rasag, we see of Sajigam that even if you remembered when you're in the middle of davening that you forgot Mashi Baruch or Melech HaKadosh, and you repeat Shemoneh Esrei, so you have to say Hashem Svansai Tiftach, and this is cited by Rav Moshe Nigris Moshe, Arachayim and Chelek Ches Simon Chafei. He brings the Enayim LeMishpat, he brings Rav Arieli, and he notes the Rasag, who says they have to say Hashem Svasai Tiftach. So according to the Rasag Lechor, it's part of the Etzem HaTfila. That's why when you repeat Shemoneh Esrei, even though you said it before, but you're starting again Shemoneh Esrei, so you have to say a proper Shemoneh Esrei. What's a proper Shemoneh Esrei? With Hashem Svasai Tiftach. Chayra, based on what we brought earlier from Rabbeinu Yoina, and also from the Sefer Manig and Rabbi Avraham Ben Arambam, it's Mistaber, that it's not mamish me'etzim atfilah, it's a hachana. And it's muchach like that midas Rabbeinu Yonah Gufei. Because in Gemara and Brachas, it says just like Hashem Svasei Tiftach, then a hefsek between gula, because it's fila richta, so to ashkivenu. It's gula richta. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that ashkivenu isn't mamish included in Birchas Gula. It's a shayach to gula, and therefore it's not a hefsek. And you learn Hashkivenu from Hashem Svasei Tiftach. That means Hashem Svasei Tiftach is also not mamish bechlal tefillah. It's also not part and parcel of the tefillah. We said before, you're asking that you should be davening with kavana, but it's not part and parcel of the tefillah. Just like Hashkivenu isn't. And so too, if it's netilas rishus, l'chor, it's also not part of the tefillah. Like the other Rishonim say. The Ben Ish Chai, Parashas Vayakel, Simen Yud, he writes that Musaf and Mincha, if you start Hashem Svasai Tiftach and then you hear Kaddish or Kedusha, you should answer and then say Hashem Svasai Tiftach again. So we see from the Rabbeinu Yoina, from the Ben Ish Chai, that Hashem Svasai Tiftach is not part of the tefillah. If it's part of the tefillah, it's like you start a Baruch Atah. If you start a Baruch Atah, you don't answer Kaddish or Kedusha and start again. So from the fact that you should can answer after Hashem Svasei Tiftach, he holds that it's not part of the tefillah mamish. In the Mishnah Berurah, in Simen, Samach Vov, Sivkot and Lamed Hei, talking there about Shacharis, and he says, after you start Hashem Svasei Tiftach, lo yafsik de misham ve'elach havi kitfila. Hashem's kitfila mamish. He doesn't say that it's not just a, just that it's not a hefsik between gula and tefila. It's mamish kitfila, and therefore even in, at Musaf and Mincha, there's no gula, also considered part of the tefillah. And even though the Bir Halacha writes in Simen Kuf Yud Aleph that Hashem Svasei Tiftach is in the Akev, that means they weren't mitaken it leikuva. Takana is not that it's not ma'akev. But when he says it, it's Hascholas HaTefillah. And that there were noeg, that the Shlich Tzibur doesn't say it b'kol. Why didn't he say it b'kol? It's part of the tefillah. The Bir Halacha explains. That this pasuk isn't shaykh to the Tzibur, because they themselves aren't davening. It's only shaykh to the Shlich Tzibur. So he doesn't have to say it aloud for them to hear, but it's still part of the tefillah. Ayin Shem Divrei Abir Halacha, Simen Kuf Yud Aleph. So there's still a velt more to say about this. And I ask that you stay with me. And Eretz Hashem, I hope it's Zeche to continue. And that we'll see more Neflos B'Tiras Hashem in this inyan. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.